We turn to Mario Mancuso, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. And Mario, 2 weeks after Hamas's surprise attack, are the risks of a regional escalation being managed effectively by all involved, Israel, the U.S., Iran?
I think they're being managed about as effectively as they can be by Israel. Israel has exchanged fire. Obviously, Israel is conducting military operations in Gaza. They've exchanged fire with Hezbollah in the north, and they have taken some military action in the east with respect to Syria. And I think those are all good things, because I think Israel is walking on eggshells and has to manage lots. It has to deter and has to sort of reset the table for itself. I think Israel's doing a good job. I think the U.S. is doing a decent job. But remember, managing the risk of escalation doesn't only belong to Israel or even the United States. It belongs to Hamas. It belongs to Hezbollah. It belongs to Iran. And clearly, those parties are still trying to instigate a larger conflict. And that was the very rationale. And I hesitate to call what happened October 7th an attack. It was a massacre. And that's how I will choose to refer to it. And that escalation was actually, you know, the rationale for the massacre on the 7th.
And President Biden addressed the nation last week. How has it been received across the globe?
You know, I think President Biden's speech has been well received, certainly by many Israelis, by our allies in Europe, by U.S. security partners. But I think what really matters more than anything are our actions. I think the shifting of U.S. military assets is a good move by the administration. But remember, it's not what we say, it's what we do that matters over time. The one thing I would say, and I commend the president for the address from the Oval Office this week about connecting, you know, the challenges in Ukraine and Israel. That can be overdone. They are different challenges, but they are both incredibly important to the United States, and they are existential for the countries, in each case, Ukraine and Israel, that's, you know, sort of in the primary firing line. So I think it was a good speech. I think the words were powerful. I think it was smart, but actions matter more. And this will become important because we need to continue to support Ukraine smartly. We can't give them a blank check. On the other hand, Ukraine's fight is our fight, and we need to stick with them and support them. Similarly with Israel, public opinion is already starting to turn against Israel. Yet it is important for the United States to stand by Israel and its struggle for peace and security.